The city of Bidar in Karnataka State, India, is here as our speaker this evening. PJ has been doing mission work. He converted from the Methodist Church in 1982 and has been involved in doing the Lord's work since that time. He is a very accomplished missionary, has traveled in most every state in India, speaks six languages, fluent enough to translate in five of them. Yes. And translate in five languages. Yes, I just wanted to verify that. But PJ has been preaching the gospel for a long, long time. He has four sons. He recently lost his wife to kidney failure from diabetes about three years ago now. But he has two grandbabies, and he is one happy man, thrilled to be with us and excited about this opportunity to preach. We're excited about hearing him. Tonight he's going to be talking to us about the power of the gospel. So let's listen to him very attentively.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much, brother and sisters of this congregation, elders and all the members of this congregation, giving me this opportunity to share the word of God. And I am very grateful to my God who brought me from all the way from India to US, and he made me stand before you and godly people and heavenly people to speak and learn many good things from you. This is the time to study word of God. My time is 30 minutes? Okay, good.
You preach till we leave.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. So, Brother Robert told us, till we live, you preach, you know. In that word, I remember one small story. You know, one preacher is preaching the congregation. He is preaching long time, you know. One Sunday, his wife told, "Honey, you don't speak so long, you know. People are getting upset and getting up and going out and coming and, you know. So don't speak, you know, more." Then what to do? What is the solution of this? Then she gave one chocolate, you know. Until you eat this chocolate, melt in your mouth, you can speak. After chocolate melt in your mouth, you have to stop it. Okay? I am glad my wife has not given any chocolate to me. I preach the word. Thank you very much. This is a great opportunity to study the word of God. This evening, title is The Power of the Gospel. Power of the Gospel. The power of the God. God is powerful God. God has created us with His power, with His thoughts. He created us in His own image because He is a powerful God. He created Adam and Eve with His power. He gave His knowledge. He gave His authority, He gave His patience, He gave His likeness. The man and woman may still with me always. He likes, God has liking all mankind to have fellowship with Him all the time. The one night, one day, God is visiting the Garden of Eden. What happened? You know better than me. They disobeyed the God. Then the serpent came. Serpent wanted to overcome God, overcome His power. He tempted them. He tempted Eve, and they ate the food. God told not to eat. Somehow They decided, okay, let us eat. Eve ate. Then he gave, she gave to her husband also, Adam also. Then they have broken the relationship with the powerful God. Why I am telling this? The God has all power to create the mankind, create the whole universe. After some time, some days passed, God has become angry on mankind. Even the powerful God, he can do anything. You know, Genesis chapter 6, we see there, God as sad about seeing the mankind, their sinful nature, their attitude towards God. God said, I am very sorry what I have done. But I will do one thing. I want to choose one man among these people. God has chosen his mighty power, you know, Noah and his family. In the sight of God, Noah, as a righteous man, he chosen. Noah, now I have a job for you. Yes, Lord, I am powerful. I can destroy you also, but I want to save you. I want to show my power, this worldly people. 40 days and night, heavy rain, and the water came, flooded. He wants to destroy the whole world. But he has chosen Noah and his family. Dear brothers and sisters and congregation members, God chosen Noah to his companion again. God chosen Noah, same way God has chosen you and me. That powerful God has chosen us. He kept us alive in this world. What purpose? To do his will. Noah didn't know what God is telling. He is not a carpenter. He has not seen any boats. And how to build? Genesis 6:22 says, Noah did according to what God has said. In this chapter we will see the powerful God. By his word he can do everything. But God has depend on Noah to save him. The same time, Noah has dependent God. When the God dependent Noah, Noah depend on God, then God has shown his power in this earth. Okay, let us go forward. God has power. Then gospel has power to save us. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning we heard the power of the gospel is to make the mankind to follow him. We have seen the Peter, John, Andrews. They have seen Jesus' miracle. They have seen Jesus' teaching. What they have done? They left everything. They followed him. They forsake everything. They followed him. The gospel will make to follow Jesus. The power of the gospel will make to follow him. Another gospel also is there. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6. You know, the Galatian church, they are listening this kind of gospel, that kind of gospel. Oh, they are in mass. Paul says, what I preached you, what I told you, that gospel you be still in that gospel. In this world we see many people, they will say we are Christians, but they are following the other gospel. But Jesus, God's power, Jesus' gospel is a powerful gospel. make mankind to follow him. Dear brothers and sisters, Acts chapter 2, we see the Peter, after he followed Jesus, he learned everything about the kingdom of God. He realized how powerful is the gospel power. He seen his with his own eyes, and he convinced, and God, power is in the gospel. Power is in the God's word. Power is in the God's word, Bible. What he did? Acts chapter 2, that all people throughout the world, they are gathered, many, like 15 countries, they are gathered there to worship. Dear friends, good people doing honest mistake. They came for worship, the day of Pentecost. Before the Pentecost, before the Passover, the same people, they told Jesus, crucify him, crucify, crucify him. But the Pilate says, I have not seen any wrong with this man. No. He is telling himself is a Messiah. We are waiting for the Messiah to come. No. You please crucify him. Crucify him. Same people. They got money. They got reputation from the people. What they are telling? Crucify him. Crucify him. They have forgotten the power of gospel. They have seen Jesus doing the miracles, but they have forgotten. Many people today, the same situation we are in. Some, we are many times, we are forgetting God's love. We are forgetting his word. We are forgetting his power. We are forgetting his law. We are forgetting his strength and power. Same people, they came, they are acting like, you know, they are God's people, chosen generation. They worship him. The day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and told them, you crucified your Messiah. What? How we crucified him? You lawless sand, you crucified him. They realize, Acts chapter 2, whole chapter we will see, whole story we come to know. You killed the Son of God, man, Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. When we killed Son of God, they know God will kill us. That is sure. No doubt about that. Because God is powerful. He is preaching powerful gospel to them. You killed the Son of God, who came to save you. He born in this world. He became a man. The powerful God has a powerful man. He is dwelling among us. You are not realizing. He is a Messiah. He is a God in earth. What must they do? They are asking, men and brethren, what can we do now? We have made mistake. We feel sorry for that. But what is the solution to come out from that sin? Peter told them, repent, every one of you. Be baptized. Confess Jesus as your personal Savior. And you will receive the Holy Ghost. Dear friends, this evening, we are the children of powerful God. Are we obeying the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we following? I know you will all following the powerful gospel. We are in the powerful gospel. sometimes, you know, we make mistakes. We have to realize ourselves, Lord, I have to follow your powerful gospel only, not other gospel, not any man-made tradition, not any man thoughts. Dear friends, the power of the gospel is making all mankind give them the forgiveness of sin. The power of the gospel is made the people of Israelites, 3,000 people added into the church, added into the family. Power of the gospel is adding mankind, every human being, those who confess Jesus, those who come to Lord Jesus Christ, those who obey the will of God, the power of the gospel will guide you in good way. Power of the gospel will add every man and woman unto his family. He is the church. Dear friends, this evening they added into the church. Many people, they added into the church. What about us? Oh yes, we also added into the church. That's good. Are we faithful to our family? Are we faithful to our church? Giving our time, giving our talent, giving our service for the church. Power of the gospel is welcoming you to serve him. Every Christian must serve the Lord. Not only the minister, every Christian, every member has rights to proclaim the word of God. They have a job to do. They have a job to do, tell their relations. They have a job to do, tell their loved ones. The power of the gospel will cleanse all sins. Power of the gospel is make you and me fishers of man. Power of the gospel made the Peter to catch a man. How great! Are we ready to receive the power of God to serve the Almighty God? Dear friends, the power of the gospel is bring you and me to give a good hope. You know, power of the gospel is giving us hope. What kind of hope? We leave this world, we are heading towards heaven. That's our eternal destiny. That's our eternal home. That's our eternal place to dwell, not only for a few days, not only the 100 years, forever and ever. There is no end. The power of the gospel is going to show the way to heaven. Power of the gospel is to take you to home, a church. We finish this world and we die. Some people may think, no, we have more power than the gospel. Dear friends, what kind of power we people having? Some people may think, worldly people, they tell, we have power, the money power. We have good house, that's the house power. We have everything. I'm a big shot. I'm a big boss. I have every power. No, dear friends, without Jesus, whatever you have, there is no power. That all power is earthly power. That all power is the temporary power. But everlasting power is the power of the gospel. Power of the gospel is give you life. Dear brothers and sisters, power of the gospel is to save our souls. Power of the gospel is to bring us to the salvation. Psalm, we will see Job's statement. Job 26 verse 2. But Job answered and said, how have you helped him who is without power? The same chapter, Job 26, 14th verse, Lord says, but the tender of his power, who can understand? Who can understand God's power? Are we willing to understand God's power? Come back to the gospel. Gospel has the power. Psalm 62 verse 1. God has spoken once, twice. I have heard this, that power belonging to God. All power has belongs to God. Don't think the power has belonged to me. Power has belonged to myself. No, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, power has belongs to God. Are we obeying that God? That power is ours. The gospel power. Psalm 68 verse 35. The God of the Israel is who gives strength and the power to his people. God has wants to give the power to his people. Dear brothers, are we willing to receive that power? Acts chapter 2, they received that power. I have quick, another 5 minutes I will take your time. The power of the gospel has which kind of power? To bring you and me to God. 1 Peter 3:18. The power of the gospel is showing the way to God. You know, John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth, I am the life. Power of the gospel is giving life. Power of the gospel is giving light. Then power of the gospel is giving salvation to those who obey his commandment, those who obey the will of God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the time to obey the power of the gospel. Are we willing to obey the power of the gospel? If we are ready, God will give his power to his people. Are we become his people? Yes, absolutely, we become his people. But we are all one family. The power of the gospel is God's power. Thank you very much. Once again, this giving opportunity. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Amen.